sinking in and enjoying the gravity, the pull of the earth on your body. Letting the heaviness of worry, anxiety, and lots of thinking, the intensity of the unrestful mind, letting that also just be heavy and be pulled down to the ground. Letting the weight of the world rest into the world, rest into the earth. And just feeling for a while what's left, what gets left when we let everything that's heavy go down to the ground. When we don't pick up anything heavy for a while, we don't pick up any rightness or wrongness. We don't pick up any ideal or pressure. Even for a while, maybe we don't even particularly pick up all the signals of our senses, of sound and body sensation, images, smells, etc. Can let them be without picking them up. So just for a little while, and just as a game, how is it to ask our attention to stay within this room or within the skin? Of course, knowing that part of the game is that there's a sound that's outside the room coming back in. So that's one game that can be played today, if you wish. And another game is coming to the skin, feeling and imagining that we breathe through the skin. So feeling the skin and a few centimeters all around the body. As if we breathe in through the skin from all directions, just a few centimeters around. This is a traditional Buddhist technique. Simply the breath coming in through the skin and going out through the skin. So not the Tonglen technique that some of you may know, but just very simply. Tuning into the skin and feeling with the breath as if we breathe out through the skin and in through the skin. It may bring up many different responses, but not to be surprised if it ends up being very, very pleasant. And then tuning to that pleasure. And staying very simple. Feeling the possibly openness of the skin, letting the skin not be a boundary. And just feeling the body as it is without the memory of the body. And certainly letting images of the body be falling to one side. And sometimes there can be a feeling of how the memory of the body seems to hold it together. And if we could trust the body to hold itself together and feel the memory, meet it fully and let it dissolve. So there's a stream of awareness that allows body sensation to come through like a waterfall or like rainfall. Allowing that space where the stream of what we call body happens, allowing that space to be as big as it is, which is probably bigger than your skin. Feeling the space of your mind state, letting it be as big as it is, as small as it is, without reference to your visual body, remembered body, or skin. And your heart space, so there may be places that feel very, very small. Tight or broken. And there may also be a sense of a wider heart that has enough room for those tight places. So letting the heart space also be as big as it is. So no longer a reference point of the size of the room or the shape of the skin. Place of awareness that's already aware, already reflecting or receiving sounds before we can tell what they are. Does that have a size? quality of mind or awareness or being that has room also for our smaller mind reactions to what we hear and feel and think. So a sound that we don't like or a sound that we do like, and the little waves, the ripples that come through in reaction. Connecting to a way that human being is at least as wide as the world, maybe bigger. So just playing with what if. One quality of human being has no limit, no bottom, no top, no side, no front, no back, enough room for everything, measureless. Resting into some space that may or may not have an end to it. We don't know. Leaving what is heavy to fall, to sink down. And the possibility of our being at least as big as the night sky. With this little tenderness of body and breath happening within that vastness. This precious tiny stream of body and breath. This other sense of us that can include fear but isn't dominated by fear. Can include fear as one more small tenderness. Small wave happening. If there comes quietly or suddenly today a feeling sometime of sweetness or at homeness, really staying true, staying with that. Not letting fear get in between you and the sweetness or the at-homeness. Letting fear be fear and letting the sweetness still dissolve the resistance. Letting the at-homeness let the heaviness of the pressure of maybe thinking I need to do something more important or any other excuse given by the fear, letting that just drop to the ground. Any questions? So today we have two flows, two organs. Each day of the week corresponds to a particular quality or level of energy. And so, since this is our only full Saturday, there are two organs that we'll play with today. So, again, if you feel like not opening your eyes and just letting your hands find their places, so if you have the right hand on the right cheekbone, so that's under the eye next to the nose, anywhere along the side of the face, actually under that, on that bone. If you have your right hand on the right cheek and the left hand under the bone that's called the collarbone in English, so it's the front of the shoulder. If you go from the base of the throat in the middle, starting to go out to the right side, you'll find a bone in the front, and just suggest underneath that bone. Both hands are on the right side in this case. And then otherwise it would be the left hand on the left cheek and the right hand on the left, under the left collarbone. And the second flow, so that's called the stomach flow. You don't need to remember it now, it'll be posted later. Would be the right hand on the right inner ankle. The ankle is where your leg turns into your foot. And the left hand on the tailbone, which is the bottom of the spine. And if you're lying down, you can use one foot on the other ankle. Sorry? Tailbone? Any part of the foot is fine. So it's not too hard to use cushions and make it comfortable to lie on your side, your back, or your front, and have one foot on the other ankle. Any part of the hand. And then the other side would be the left hand on the left inner ankle and the right hand on the tailbone. Well, it's the love, love. Love, love. It's called spleen in English. But again, that part we don't need to worry about yet. We're still just entering into the energies, feeling them from the inside first, activating the thinking mind slowly, slowly over the next week. So I just would like to tell a short story. Susan Murphy, who is a Zen teacher and ecologist, tells a story, although she's from Australia, she tells a story about who were called American Indians, so people who lived in North America before the Europeans came and then the Europeans came. And it was one of those kind of tragic days where the Indians had been forced to sign over their land to the Europeans. And they came to meet in the appointed place and at the appointed time. And it was somewhere bitterly cold, so it was really, really cold, windy, snowy, icy. And the Europeans came all bundled up with scarves around their heads and hats and coats and boots. And they came, and the Indians came on the horses with no clothes, just a kind of an animal skin draped over their body, but not actually bundled. And the Europeans were shocked that people could be so exposed and just dignified on their horses, signing this ridiculous piece of paper. And because the Europeans were so taken aback to see people in midwinter not wearing coats and hats and scarves and socks and boots, they were without words for a moment, and then the leader, the general, or whatever it was, the leader on the European, of the European people, asked, like, "What are you doing? Aren't you cold?" And the leader of the American Indian people of that group said, of course, there wasn't much shared language, but said, without letting the interpreter come have a chance to try to interpret, to try to translate, the American Indian leader said, "Your face," because their face was uncovered. The European's face was uncovered. And the Europeans were like, "Yeah, that's true." Like something was starting to kind of click. And then the American Indian leader said, "All face." And that was the end of the meeting. So it's very juicy and good to be with you, even if I know it's not always easy to go through it, what's coming. So thank you for being here.